In Northwest News from KPLU, Raymond Freiberg, the father of the Marysville Pilchuck school shooter, has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. Freiberg was found guilty of illegally possessing guns, including the one his son used to kill four classmates and himself. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has the story.
Raymond Freiberg wasn't allowed to possess guns because of a domestic violence protection order issued against him by the Tulalip tribe. The federal judge who handed down the 2-year sentence cited what he considered Freiberg's disrespect for that protection order. When buying the guns, Freiberg filled out a form that asked, "Is there a protection order against you?" And he answered, "No." The judge also noted that even after Freiberg's son Jalen killed himself and others with one of the weapons, Raymond Freiberg did not keep his guns locked away from the children in his household. In court, Raymond Freiberg did, for the first time, publicly apologize for what his son did. "Every day I wake up with a broken heart," he said, "and not just for my son, for the others as well." U.S. District Judge James Robart addressed the tragedy as well, noting the division it's created within the tribe. He pointed out that even in court, Raymond Freiberg's supporters and detractors sit on opposite sides. "I don't know how to promote healing," the judge said, "but I hope there's some way to open the lines of communication." Paula Whistle, KPLU News.